Hello guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast I have a very special guest. It's dancer Nikita, who is one of my gorgeous clients, and she's a dancer, and I'm here with Carmen, my nurse, as well, and we were chatting while doing a little sculpture butt augmentation all about what a dancer's life is like. And I have a lot of clients who are dancers, and they are some of the most fabulous, energetic, educated, like go-getter women that I know. So welcome, Nikita, to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
It's so fun to have you, and I thought it would be great if we could chat with you just about your experience with like being a stripper. You don't like to be called stripper. No. Dancer.
Dancer, yes.
And then how many years have you been dancing for?
I've only been dancing for not even a year. I've been dancing for about 5 months.
5 months, and she, yes. And how old are you?
I'm 18.
She's 18. And so some people think like, oh, people get into dancing because like it's a last resort, but this is something you've dreamt about like since you were little.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would admire all the beautiful women and how they would take initiative. Anybody can take an initiative and outsmart
the circumstances that life gave me
and many people. So you gotta take initiative or you don't.
Yeah. So Carmen was asking, Carmen, what do you think? We are so curious because I think every woman's curious about what's it like to be a dancer, because you guys look so amazing on stage and you have so much confidence and just like guts to go up there. How do you get to that mental frame of mind of being like, I'm ready and I'm confident and nobody can stop me?
You know, it's different for everybody. Me, specifically, you do it or you don't. And that's in life generally. So you either, you know, you choose to do something and you choose to do it with, you teach yourself how to have the confidence. I came from no confidence. You teach yourself, you gotta have the confidence or you fail.
Yeah, that's so true. What are your questions, Carmen?
How did it go the first time you did it?
So the first, like, from very beginning, like, auditioning and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So auditioning, I was nervous, but, again, you do it or you don't. So I went in, I signed in, did all my paperwork. I had a house mom take me to the back, and she said, you know, all the rules, everything. Mine was it was all nude club. But mm-hmm. It's a don't get down and, you know,
yeah.
It's not too much. Just still keep conservative. Keep your legs closed when you don't have anything on. So, definitely got dressed, got ready, left, got on stage. They called me, and there's a bunch of mirrors usually in many clubs. So I just looked at myself kind of just glanced at the audience because I was a regular night with guys around.
Mm-hmm. And you were all of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just looked at myself, gave myself some confidence, seeing what looked good, seeing what looked a little provocative, and said I was going to do it, and I did it. And looked at, you know, the house moms that were grading me, make sure they see what a guy's point of view would see.
Yeah.
And did it.
And then you just don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like, you've saved a chunk of money that you're planning to still go to school and get your education.
Definitely.
Buy real estate. We're talking about buying real estate. This girl is like, she is padding her nest. So in some ways it's like just building on your capital of your beauty and your youth. And just like, do you feel jaded at all? Do you feel like these men are taking advantage?
I'm sorry, but in this industry you could either take advantage or get taken advantage, you know I mean. That's in any industry.
Yeah.
I guess as women, men always try to outsmart. But
mm-hmm.
They kind of step down when you outsmart them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a...
Wait, what are your phrases for when guys hit on you? Or creepy guys get creepy?
Creepy guys. It depends what they say. And I also don't... I don't take no disrespect. You don't ever take no disrespect. The money is always going to come. It's always going to be there in this type of industry. So there's always going to be polite people, there's always going to be rude people, there's always going to be creepy and people who are gonna try to take advantage. And so you, pick and choose at the same time, because you shouldn't put yourself to the point where you don't enjoy your job. Yeah. In any industry, you should always try to enjoy your job.
Very true.
Is there competition with all the other dancers? I mean, is there a little edge?
Yeah, of course. There's always going to be.
Carmen just saw the movie. She just saw the movie Hustler, so she's imagining all the scenes.
I think of Ramona.
Like, is that real, that movie? You'll have to see it.
Yeah, I definitely have to see it. I haven't seen it yet. But there's always going to be jealousy. Girls are very mean. Girls are always going to be mean. There's always going to be very. Girls that are gonna hype you up, girls that are gonna be supportive, and that's how all women should be towards each other.
Yeah.
But
is there competition among women, or where you judge each other's bodily features, like, oh, her boobs are no good, or her butt's too flat?
Again,
or...
there's always gonna be those people, but
yeah,
you should be choose. I mean, it's your body.
You gotta have confidence.
Yeah, you gotta love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how do you expect to ignore things like that?
Words of wisdom. Like, we tell that to our patients all the time. Like, you have to, you can't get confidence from a syringe or a filler, but you actually have to know it, and then you can augment it.
Sure. Exactly. And that's one thing is, I grew up with a lot of not that. So I grew up with not a lot of love, not a lot of, oh, you're going to be good. So I was really depressed, really bad. And you kind of have to flip your switch, because, again, you can take initiative or you rot. So, yeah.
And what's the age group of most of the ladies at your club?
So, it depends. There's some that are 21 and over, and there's some that are 18 and over.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some clubs that are 18 and over, they don't have any alcohol. There are some clubs that have alcohol, and they... breathalyze you, make sure you don't drink if you're underage. So it really depends on that.
And what age do you age out when you're a stripper or a dancer?
That's my question.
It depends. You know, if they hire you, they hire you. If you're,
like, you can rock it when you're 50.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Definitely.
Well, J-Lo.
Yeah.
There you go. she was looking good in that movie.
Looking better than a lot of 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, definitely... You just,
it's just all about your
appeal.
Do you work out daily?
I definitely do like to work out. I mean,
your body is like your major asset. So, yeah, you got to preserve that.
Exactly.
Maintain it.
I particularly am a little bit lazy, and I end up working a lot. And, I mean, I don't work out all the time. So, Sculptra's
I think that doing the pole must be, like, so impossible.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
that's a workout by itself. You go to work and
I couldn't climb the rope in PE, sadly, so I don't think I can do the pull at all, but that's a lot of core muscle, upper body strength. That really is.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, what do you think you're going to do after you... Are you going to always dance, or are you going to just get your money that you want and buy a property?
I am going to definitely buy property. I want to invest money. I want to go to school. After I go to school, I will have my own career.
Yeah.
I don't need to dance anymore. I just use it as my asset and to help me get somewhere.
Yeah.
Just because, again, I came from a lower income family. I came from a struggle that I didn't believe in going to school. So
I think there's so much misperception out there about what a dancer is, what a dancer does. Like, literally, a lot of our patients are very intelligent, motivated women who are using this vehicle of the gift of their body and their athleticism, and they're just like taking hold of it, like, get that revenue and put it towards whatever your dream is. Yeah,
exactly.
So it's so interesting. Well, thank you for sharing a quick little insight into the life of a dancer.
No problem.
It's a very admirable that you turned your life around and that you have all these big goals, and, like, to have that body confidence, that's incredible. Kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, that's it for now, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to me and Carmen chatting with our gorgeous client, a beautiful dancer who drove all the way across country today to see us. It's really insightful to know what you beautiful women go through, and you look so good on stage now with the sculpture butt that we just did.
Exactly.
I hope we get you lots of tips.
Definitely. Thank you. Definitely will help me out.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream. We have to give you some to go home with. And we love you. Stay beautiful.